京外国语大学，北京外语音像出版社。
The Beijing Foreign Languages Audio-Visual Publishing House. Beijing Foreign Studies University.
做欣赏，森林王子。
The Jungle Book。 Chapter 1. A Babe in the Woods。On a warm summer evening, a family of wolves were sleeping in their home. Their home was a cave in the Sioni Hills in the south of India. The father awoke from his sleep. He stood up and looked at the mother wolf and the four cubs.
"We must go out and look for food," said Father Wolf.
He heard a familiar voice say,
"Good luck."
It was Tabaki, a jackal who was always making trouble.
"Shere Khan, the tiger is coming here for food," said Tabaki.
"Impossible. He must tell us first," said Father Wolf.
"He is hunting men, not animals tonight," said Tabaki.
"But the jungle law doesn't permit man killing. It only brings men with guns."
Then they heard a noise very close to them.
"It's a man cub," said Father Wolf.
A baby was in front of them. He had no clothes. The baby walked to Mother Wolf.
"Look, he is feeding with the other cubs," she said. "I have heard of this happening before."
At that moment, Shere Khan's large head appeared in the cave.
"Shere Khan, it is good to see you. What do you want?" asked Father Wolf.
"I am looking for a man cub. I know he is in there with you. Give him to me," demanded Shere Khan.
Shere Khan was a very big and scary tiger. But Father Wolf was not scared because the tiger was too big to enter the cave.
"No, you cannot have him. He is ours now," said Father Wolf.
"I will raise him as my son," said Mother Wolf.
"Go away, Shere Khan, fish killer."
This made Shere Khan very angry.
"That man cub will be mine one day, you thieves,"
Shere Khan said, and left the cave. Father Wolf was very surprised.
"Do you really want him as your own son?" he asked Mother Wolf.
"Yes, let's keep him. I want to call him Mowgli, the frog," she said.
"What about the law of the jungle?"
"The law says that when all wolf cubs can run, they must go to the pack."
Father Wolf was worried, but they decided to raise Mowgli as their own cub. Mowgli ran and played with all of the other cubs. One day, there was a pack meeting at the Meeting Rock. Akela, who was a gray wolf, was the leader. He called for all of the wolf cubs to stand before him. Father Wolf pushed Mowgli in front of Akela. Then, from somewhere in the trees, the wolves heard a growl. It was Shere Khan.
"He is mine," he growled.
Akela, unafraid, said,
"Who will speak for this man cub? Except for his father and mother, two voices are needed."
Baloo, a brown bear, and Bagheera, a panther, entered the circle of wolves.
"I will speak for him," they said.
It is very bad to kill a man cub, said Bagheera. Also, a man cub cannot hurt you. He may even help you later.
I will also teach him all of the jungle laws, said Baloo.
The other wolves agreed. Akela was happy with the decision.
He will be able to help us later when he is a man. You must raise and teach him well.
So Mowgli became a member of the Seeonee wolf pack. Father Wolf, Baloo, and Bagheera taught Mowgli everything he needed to know.